Are you enjoying the event?
Yes, I'm enjoying it very much, and I'm quite drunk by now.
You are? How much have you been drinking?
Excuse me?
How much have you been drinking?
I've got about 4 or 5 pints by now.
Okay. So is it nice to meet all the other guys?
Yeah, it's good. It's a very different night out for me. It's very different. Oh, here we go. I'm getting drunker now. Here we go.
So how's Flossie? Who's taking care of her right now?
Flossie, well, she's fine to be left one day. I fed them all this morning, and I'll be back there tomorrow afternoon, so they're fine for one day. But if I leave for longer than one day, then my friends from the village look after them for me.
Okay. So the stuff you're doing here tonight, what's it been? What have you been doing?
Well, basically, I've just been doing a bit of showing off the light show, the virtual light machine, which I developed for VM Labs. Ran Tempest a while earlier on, just to show off. Yeah. Why not? But basically, I've just been hanging out, having a good time, and occasionally playing with my light show, and that's it. It's been fun.
Yeah. I've been talking to the other guys, like Rob and Martin and Ben and Tony and everybody, and I don't think they really understand what they actually did back in the 80s. Does it feel weird to be here and, you know, celebrating the things you've done 10 or 15 years ago?
I do find it quite remarkable that people still remember that so much and are so keen about it even now. I didn't expect anything like the level of enthusiasm that I've encountered here tonight, and it's, in a way, for me, because I'm naturally quite shy, I like to live on my own, away from everything, and this is quite a culture shock for me. But it's not unpleasant, it's surprising. I'm amazed that all these people take what I did back then so much to heart, and they love it so much. I'm very glad they did. I'm very glad that so many people could get so much pleasure out of what I did back then. But to me, it was just, all I was doing was creating the game, just writing games that I wanted to play. I am amazed that the feeling is still so strong.
Yeah. So what are you up to right now?
Right now I'm drinking another pint of beer. But no, seriously, I'm doing a little bit of work on an editor which will allow the people in VM Labs to create their own virtual light machine effects. So they'll be able to create their own light show stuff based on my own code. After that, I'd like to do another game. Tempest 3000 has been very well received, and I'm itching to do another game.
On what console?
Oh, it will be on new one. It'll be on new one. I am an employee of VM Labs, and therefore I'm on a bound to code for their hardware.
Was it fun to program on the C64?
Yeah, it was, because it was so easy compared to programming now. I mean, you can write a game on the Commodore 64 in a few weeks, and Tempest 3000 took me 2.5 years.
That's a long, long time.
It is a long, long time. But then look at the man hours spent, or man years spent on games. You know, Tempest 3000 is rare because it was a game created by me, one person, in 2.5 years. Most games take 2 years, 30 people. So it's different now.
So do you have your old sets left, or and do you load up the game sometimes and have a go?
Well, I do own a lot of old Commodore 64s. They're mostly back at my mum's place. I do play the game still, but just for convenience, I play them on the emulator on the PC, because I have my PC that I work with, and all the games are on the emulator, and so I just play in a window when I'm doing something else. It's a lot less hassle than having a real Commodore 64, and although the purists would not like me for that, but I still do play the games. I play Hover Bobble regularly.
So do you think still it's good stuff?
Oh, I believe the game design stand. I mean, there are Commodore games I play which I play more than modern games. I mean, some games are just so good that they'll never be, they'll never die, they'll never grow old. I mean, Thrust is a case in point. Thrust is a wonderful game. And I will still play that game today. I could sit down for like 4 hours and play Thrust, and it'll be just as much fun as when I played it back in 1980, whenever it came out, 84, whenever it was. Wonderful game.
All right, thanks, Jeff, for talking to me, and hope you enjoy the rest of the night.
Sure I shall. I apologise if I sound a bit drunk, but everyone's been buying me so much beer all evening, I've had no choice.
You've got to do it for the fans, right?
There we go.
Cheers, mate.
All right. Take care.
This interview was downloaded from c64hq.com. And if you put 3 W's and a dot before that, you can go to our website and download more interviews from the BitLive event.